Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All the time we spend talking about the Steelers all year long, virtually every day, it's geared toward the games, and here we are. It doesn't feel like it because it's Labor Day. It doesn't feel like a football week, right? There's something missing here because everybody has the day off. It's beautiful outside, et cetera, et cetera. But this is it, man. It's Monday of a game week, and I would say a gigantic game. I would even put more importance on this opener than most openers because the Steelers need to bank wins early in the year. They have to because of the way the schedule is later in the year. Yeah, maybe they'll get lucky with quarterback injuries like they seemingly always do, but maybe not. I mean, even if they do get a couple of those, it's a brutal schedule down the stretch. It really is. And not just like 3, 4, 5 games. The last 7 or 8 is just brutal. So you got to bank them early. This feels like a more important than usual opener. It does to me anyway. Let's bring on our very nice friend, Mr. Brian Batko. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Good. I really appreciate you taking time on this Labor Day to join me. Are the Steelers, what's their practice week like?
So it's a normal week, except for today is a bonus day of practice that they're down there at the south side. But after today, it'll be business as usual. Players off tomorrow, Tomlin, presser, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice.
Well, let me ask you some, housekeeping items, just things that could happen here. Jaylen Warren, in or out for everything you know?
I think he'll be in.
Fatanu, in or out as a starter?
I think out as a starter, but probably available.
Okay, so the offensive line then has Jones at right tackle and Moore at left and everything else normal. Well, who's going to play guard?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a competition between Spencer Anderson and Mason McCormick this week. And Anderson's got, I would say, pole position at left guard, but I feel like they really like McCormick, so that could be interesting.
Man, I mean, how do you stage a competition on a game week?
Well, give them each a series with the starters and split reps every drill that you do. I could be wrong. Maybe they'll just say, hey, we don't have time to do that. Just get Anderson in there because it's his second year, but one's a second seventh round pick, and the other was a fourth rounder early on day three this year who it was not an obvious hole at guard, so that tells me they really liked something about McCormick.
All right. How about contract extensions for Freiermuth or Freiermuth? Which one do you go with, Brian, out of curiosity?
I go Freiermuth, but it's fascinating because I think in their like media guide it says Freiermuth.
Does
but
it?
I'm pretty sure Pat himself says Freiermuth.
Yes, so. That's what I'm saying. I told you, Limits. He says Freiermuth.
Yeah, that I guess I did not pay well enough attention to that.
No, I'm not blaming you at all. I was just pointing out that earlier in the show we had this discussion. And I was sure that Pat had said Freiermuth, but the Steelers media guide says Muth.
Again, Larry Richard says Pat Freiermuth.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just Larry Richard is my end all be all for pronunciations, apparently, at the Steeler game.
How do you say the name of the home stadium, Brian?
Acrisure.
You're wrong. It's Acrisure.
Acrisure?
Yeah, it's Acrisure Stadium. Acrisure.
According to what literature?
No. Larry says Acrisure, and I think he's wrong. It's according to the phonetics that we got in our reads this week, which I believe come from Acrisure themselves. And as I was telling Limits earlier, I heard on a station that I can't name that may or may not be affiliated with the Steelers that it's Acrisure. It's Acrisure Stadium. And we need to get used to this and say it properly.
I just don't. I mean, I guess that's one of those the word sure itself, S-U-R-E, is one of those ones that everybody says differently, like envelope or envelope or interesting or interesting. So this
how do
is
you
all
say
very
envelope?
Interesting.
How do you say envelope?
I think I say envelope.
Where do you get on out of E-N?
I've Limits? Never said envelope before.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
What about ensuite? How's that spelled?
What? Ensuite?
The word ensuite.
I don't know what that
is. Ensuite?
No, like an ensuite at a house.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
That
either.
Would be the first step.
I think it's a Latin pronunciation of EN or something like that.
All right. Well, let's move on from that. Is there an extension coming this week for Freiermuth and or Hayward?
Freiermuth, I'm going to lean toward yes. Hayward, I'm going to lean toward no. That's kind of where I've been all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're coming up on the deadline for both, but I just get a sense that there's been a lot of confidence between Pat and the team, and maybe it's just a matter of let some other things play out. Okay, now we know who is and isn't going to be here. Let's either take the deal or find that middle ground. I think they value him, and I think he wants to be here.
All right. Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette, read his stuff at postgazette.com. You and I, during training camp one year, went through all 90 players on the roster, and you gave a thought. I've been looking forward to this project, and I'm very excited about it, I might add. We'll go numerically, and you give me an interesting little item, a trivia piece of trivia, your thoughts about the role of this player. I may follow up with a question on a player, and we need very short answers. So this is entirely up to you and your creativity and what you think might be interesting to the listeners today. I'm going to name every single player on this roster, and you give us a little nugget. Are you ready, Brian?
I'm ready, Joe.
Justin Fields.
Hard to quit him. Might have everything, but not have the it factor. We'll see.
Over under 2.5 touches in the opener for Fields.
Ooh, I'll say under.
Wow. All right. Now, that was a good example of how it can work. I thought that was very interesting because I came up with follow-ups that were good. Did you like that?
You came up with one good follow-up. Yes. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I thought too. Russell Wilson.
Does he still have anything left in the tank at age 35 and with a problematic calf?
Is the calf actually problematic? What leads you to say that?
I think it was problematic in the sense that he injured it at the start of camp and it put him behind the eight ball for the first 2 weeks of the ever important team building process for Mike Tomlin.
That's different from saying it's still problematic, which you clearly intimated in your statement. Is it?
I don't know. I haven't really seen him run in a game yet. So until I see that, I'm going to be skeptical.
Kyle Allen.
Has his own podcast.
Cameron Johnston.
looks like a bald Bill Burr, the comedian.
Clearly an upgrade here at punter, yes?
Absolutely, yes.
Patrick Queen.
I think a sleeper pick for team MVP in 2024.
Holy horse follicles. Chris Boswell.
Also a little shaky so far in the preseason, but he tends to get it figured out.
Speaking of shaky, your phone fits into that category.
Visually or audio-wise?
Audio-wise. Are you okay now? Are you in a better place?
I haven't moved, but hopefully.
Roman Wilson.
Definitely a delayed start, and you wonder how much he's going to be able to contribute.
He's not going to be active for the opener. No way, right?
No, I would not bet on
Van Jefferson.
Overrated by Steelers fans.
Did you say over or underrated?
Under.
Oh, underrated by Steelers fans. What do you think of that, Limits?
I would agree somewhat.
Scotty Miller.
Also underrated by Steelers fans and had a really good training camp.
George Pickens.
Should be in for a monster year three.
Calvin Austin III.
Unsure of what his role will be because I'm not sure if he's any better than Scotty Miller, who I just sang his praises.
Darius Rush.
Better be a good gunner on special teams.
If you could add in for some of these guys little pieces of trivia like Kyle Allen's podcast, I think City Limits would appreciate that. Najee Harris.
Definitely trimmed down in 2024, and I think he could have the type of season that makes the Steelers regret not picking up his option.
Ooh, DeMonte KZ.
Be a role player in the three safety package, but otherwise, probably his last year here.
Joey Porter Jr.
A quiet summer and preseason and needs to not get flagged for defensive pass interference.
Deshaun.
Played for City Limits' favorite college team.
Yes, he did. Deshaun Elliott.
Big fashion guy. And went to Paris for Paris Fashion Week before training camp.
That's what we came. That's why we lift all them weights for little nuggets like that. Dante Jackson.
Scrappy, and I think impressed me in training camp more than I would have expected out of him.
Corey Trice Jr.
If the groin is okay from the third preseason game, then a solid top backup at outside cornerback.
Holy bird milk. That's exciting. Miles, don't call me Harmon Killebrew.
Should be good for one punt block this year, you would hope.
Beanie Bishop Jr.
Gonna probably start and play the first snap as an undrafted rookie free agent because there's just nobody else at slot corner.
Oh, wow. Part of me is excited to see it because I think he's got talent. And part of me says that Kirk Cousins is going to look for that every time and that they have part of their game plan built around that. All right, Jaylen Warren.
Drafted him on my fantasy team this year.
Many congrats to you and yours in this holiday season. Jaylen Elliott.
The most surprising guy kept on cutdown day, for sure. But he's smart, versatile, probably play special teams.
Are you enjoying this, Limits? I think if I was listening on the radio, I would have pulled over to listen to this.
I'm enjoying
Seriously.
It.
Seriously.
You could still be driving and listen to it, but yes, I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Sometimes you don't listen to it as intently when you're driving as when you pull over.
I agree.
There are people sitting in their garage refusing to get out of the car, Jeff.
There are people sitting by their radio outside the pool right now waiting for the burgers to be cooked.
There are entire families gathered around their radios. What?
The ice cream's going bad in their trunk after the grocery store trip.
It's melting. It's melting.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Was pretty bad the last time we saw him, but hopefully that was just injury and he'll be better this year.
Peyton Wilson.
a decent pick for Steelers Rookie of the Year, but not my pick.
Is he ready to go full steam ahead here for week one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be
okay.
Fine.
Tyler Matakevich.
Yeah, I mean, special teams guy, Dirty Red. And when I covered him in his first stint with the Steelers, his best friend on the team, I believe, was former safety Sean Davis.
See what I mean, Limits? This was a great idea. You don't get that anywhere else, right?
No, that's great of insight.
Christian Kuntz.
Also has his own podcast.
And he's from Duquesne. Elandon Roberts.
Yes. Father of three and is at least a part owner in some sort of restaurant slash bar in the Houston area.
Nick Herbig.
The preseason killer. Can he translate it to the regular season? I think so, as a complimentary pass rusher.
Everybody's healthy for the opener. I'm saying they will be healthy from beginning to end. Over under for snaps for him in that case. 15 and a half.
Ooh, I'm going to say the over. I think they find a way to get him on the field.
Zach Frazier.
My pick for Steelers, Rookie of the Year, and beat Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and others in a marathon Uno game at training camp.
Wow. That's the best nugget so far. Would you agree, Limits?
That, and if he would have said Justin Fields won the home run derby, that's always one of my favorite competitions up there at camp.
He forgot to say that. Is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Was he hitting off Zeiss or Crowley?
Kenny Pickett also won back-to-back home run derby.
They hit off a machine.
It's a fact and a curse.
A machine. That's interesting.
Yeah,
they have a machine that pitches to them.
Montrevious Adams.
Surprising that he re-signed this year, but also really likes to fish.
He does. Does he fish for walleye and Erie? I hear a lot of people do that.
I don't know. I'll have to ask him next time I see him.
Do you fish?
No, I feel like I should get into it. Seems like a hobby I would enjoy, honestly.
I got invited last weekend in Erie, and my response to my friend was, God, no, I hate fishing. But I did see in his car, they don't use worms to catch walleye. I thought that most people used worms to catch fish. He uses a little like silver fish that the real fish thinks he or she is eating. Am I right about that? Anyone?
I have no idea. I'm a little grossed out by the logistics of fishing, but I would enjoy sitting in a boat doing nothing.
See, I've had two fishing experiences and both of them were poor. It was sitting around in a boat doing nothing and getting eaten by mosquitoes. It's like All right. And then every once in a while, there's a nibble and I probably didn't get the fish. And if I did, that was even worse because then the thing's on the boat. I got to pull the hook out of its mouth. He's bleeding. And then you throw it back in the water. What's the fun of fishing? Where's the fun here?
It's the patience and the relaxing nature of fishing that you don't enjoy, I guess.
I can sit on my couch and watch football. I can sit on the deck with a nice drink and a book. I don't need to go out into the water, get bitten by mosquitoes, and be exposed to fish to relax and have fun. I don't get it.
It was a great night sitting in the hot tub last night, I'll tell you that.
I bet.
A beautiful night to do that yesterday.
Do you understand the lore? Do you like that horse? Do you understand the lore of fishing? And do you appreciate the wordplay there, Brian?
Acrolure Stadium. Lore or lure? No, I mean, I think it's supposed to be a shared experience. I wouldn't want to do it by myself, that's for sure.
Now, I asked my friend, the guy who fishes, if he had ever seen A River Runs Through It with Robert Redford. It's the only fishing movie that I know of. It was centrally built around fishing as a metaphor for life. Have you seen that movie?
I have not, no.
Well, you should. Ryan McCollum.
Finally makes a roster because he's the backup center, so good for him.
Tell us something interesting about him, Brian. I can't let you get away with that. He's 6'5", 300. He's from Texas A&M. Have you spoken with him? Is he interesting? Hobbies?
Yeah. Yeah, he has a kid. He's a dad. I do know that. I wonder if he fishes. I don't know.
Dan Moore Jr., I should say all pro Dan Moore, headed for a gigantic contract, could break records in free agency. Dan Moore, what do you think? What do you got?
One of the first people to welcome Troy Fautanu to town, and then I can only assume stab some sort of voodoo doll so that he would retain his starting job for the fourth straight year.
Mason McCormick. This seems like an interesting guy. Greg Gattuso, who coached this dude at Albany, or no, who played against him, I'm sorry, played against him because McCormick was at South Dakota State, said he's an absolute animal and he thinks he's going to be a good pro. What say you?
Yeah, 6 years at South Dakota State, got big offers from other schools to go transfer up to the FBS level, stayed, won every championship you could possibly win, and now could be the Steelers starting left guard week one.
What have your interactions with him been like?
Fine. He's a guard. He doesn't say much.
Isaac Seumalo.
I would say he is the leader or winner for current most intimidating Steeler in the locker room.
The way he sort of carries himself.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
like
not
a James Harrison. Yeah.
Like,
right. No, like a James Harrison type of demeanor in the locker room.
Well, I didn't cover James, but like he could actually be mean, right? Seumalo is fairly pleasant when you actually talk to him. But yeah, he just walks around with kind of a very blank expression. He's got the big hair and he actually had that reputation in Philly too. So I'm sure that's part of it.
Spencer Anderson.
Went to a Penguins game with Russell Wilson this offseason and his favorite NBA player is Kawhi Leonard.
That's the best one yet. Would you agree, Limits? That was two nuggets that I thought were very intriguing.
Where does the Kawhi Leonard one come into play?
He's not going to ask for load management this year, is he, Spencer Anderson?
I think he would want the reverse. He wants as big of a load as possible as a, you know, seventh or eighth guard who also now might be starting week one.
What did you ask him, Limits? And I'm sorry that I interrupted you.
Where the Kawhi Leonard factor comes in. I wonder why he likes Kawhi.
Me too.
I have no idea. I loved Grant Hill and Tracy McGrady growing up. I had no connection to them other than just I thought they were cool.
I'm going to tell you something here that I'm going to use a Paul pause too. I know I'm using both early in the game.
Steph Curry's my favorite NBA player. Him and Dwayne Wade.
Me too. But I'll tell you this about Grant Hill. I think he's the most underrated player in the history of basketball. When he was healthy, playing for a crappy team, this dude was having years where he would put up, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, shooting 50% from the field and playing great defense. He was a great, I think he's an all-time great. The fact of the matter is, his ankle was wrecked. If he had been on that same trajectory, and that's a hard word to pronounce, before he was hurt, we would consider him an all-time great. Instead, he was just sort of toiled in obscurity after that, although he played for a long time. He was an all, as far as I'm concerned, you take every player in the history of the league in their primes, he's a top 50 player in the history of the NBA. How do you like that for a take, Brian?
Since he was my favorite player as a kid, I love it.
I'm glad that you do. Now I've lost track of the roster because I can't find it. Oh, here it is. Where were we? Mason McCormick?
No, we just did Spencer Anderson.
Spencer, that's right. Logan Lee.
Emergency long snapper. Of course, he needs to be active on game days to fill that role.
Troy Fatanu.
Oh, I mean, we all know, grew up a Steeler fan, Troy Polamalu fan, but yeah, tough injury for him week one of the preseason.
Will you stick around to finish this, Brian, or are you busy today? Or both?
What if we do it at the end of the show?
No, we can't do that. Let's get through the roster right now very quickly. Broderick Jones.
All right. Needs to bounce back with that elbow brace on.
Is he still, is he 100% right now?
No, I don't think so.
Over, under, sacks allowed in the opener, 1.5 for Broderick.
Under.
James Daniels.
Only player on the team wearing the Guardian cap in game, but not the only one in the league.
And you did a great story on that, and that's going to be a talking point. You can find that at postgazette.com. Darnell Washington, Mount Washington.
Great nickname and looks a little better as a pass catcher and route runner this year so far.
Michael Pruitt. Is that how you pronounce his first name?
Mykole Pruitt.
Okay. Mykole Pruitt.
His name is pronounced Mykole and played for Arthur Smith last year in Atlanta.
Connor Hayward. We have to start going very fast. Connor Hayward.
Also underrated by Steelers fans. Really good catch radius as a small tight end.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Also a big fisherman and likes to go out on his boat.
Wow. Over under 3.5 touches outside of kick returns for him.
Week one, I'll say over.
Pat Freiermuth. Or Muth.
Pat Freiermuth, also another sneaky pick, I think, for potential Steelers MVP. I think he has a huge year.
Does he fish?
I don't know.
TJ Watt.
Soon to be dad, announced yesterday.
I saw that. Over under 22.5 sacks, which I believe is the all-time record.
I'm going to go under.
Isaiah Loudermilk.
Surprised he's still here. But played 7-on-7 high school football.
Is he aware of this? Is it a Netflix series called something Loudermilk? Has anybody ever asked him about that? It's an unusual name to begin with, and then suddenly a Netflix series pops up called Loudermilk.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can ask him.
Thanks. Mark Robinson.
Yep. Hits hard on special teams, but keeps getting passed up at inside linebacker.
Dean Lowry. I just watched Animal House last week. Who was the principal? Dean Wormer.
Yeah. He is married to the sister of all the Plumlee brothers who played basketball at Duke.
Wow. Limits perked up on that one. He's never heard of such a thing.
Mason Plumlee, Miles Plumlee, all the Plumleys.
Keanu Benton, who I think is going to be a star. Keanu Benton.
Yeah. My breakout pick for 2024, for sure. He puked before his first Steelers game last year.
Congrats to him. Very nice.
Cam Hayward.
Gets to wear the Walter Payton patch on the Steelers jersey, which they have never really done until now. So congrats to him as well.
That is really cool. That really is. DeMarvin Leal.
Also trimmed way down this offseason. We'll see if it helps him be a versatile guy instead of a tweener. That's the two sides of the coin right there.
Yeah, you can go ahead and say it. Let's see if that helps him actually become a player instead of a bust, which is where he's leaning or where he was. Do you think he's going to be an impact player?
I think he'll make an impact, but I don't know about impact player all season. That's pretty strong.
Last but not least, number 99, Larry Ogunjobi.
Real name, Olumide. Or Olumide. This has been a segment of pronunciations.
Did you know that, Lemon?
No, I did not. Do you want to talk about pronunciations? Ever hear how Zeiss pronounces Troy Faltano's name?
Roderick Jones in the left tackle, Troy Fontenot at right tackle.
Troy Fontenot, ever hear him?
What did
the
you
GM
make?
The GM of the Falcons is Terry Fontenot.
Troy Fontenot at right tackle.
What did you make of that, Brian?
That's pretty tough. Paul's got to get it together on that one.
Larry Ogunjobi at, number 99. You think he puts together a good, solid full year?
No, I'll believe it when I see it, honestly.
I mean, it feels like if I took the best of Ogunjobi from the last 2 years as a Steeler, you would think this was the most destructive defensive lineman since Reggie White. He has his moments, but there are long lulls.
Yeah, it's a rather brief highlight reel for him. But yeah, when he's on, he's on.
Thank you, Brian. You're a wonderful man for taking this time on a day off for you, I'm presuming, with your young family. And that was great. That was very enjoyable.
You're welcome, Joe. I'm actually playing pickup basketball, so I'm going to get back out there.
Really? Where?
In Shaler.
Man, I'd like to play pickup basketball today, wouldn't you, Limits?
I'll go and play against you.
Yeah. Well, go ask Brian if you can show up at his game. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. See you guys.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Brian.
Did he say an individual goodbye to you?
Yes.
No, he didn't. He went straight and hung up the phone.
He did say goodbye again.
Oh.
He's a kind and courteous man like that.
He's a really good guy and very good at what he does. I thought that was fun. Did you? I thought it was a very worthwhile exercise.
I agree. Yeah, I liked learning some of the small factoids that we don't get to learn about some of the players.
Now I can never forget, for example, that Spencer Anderson's favorite player is Kawhi Leonard, right? Wasn't that interesting?
That, and also some of the other nice tidbits that he dropped.
Like what? What will you remember from that?
The Spencer Anderson one was cool. The Larry Ogunjobi one, I still can't even remember what he said about the pronunciation of his real name, but that it's not actually Larry Ogunjobi.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.